Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
One of the more energetic people we've ever met is Brandon T. Adams, who sat down with us to talk about the Young Entrepreneurs Convention happening in Des Moines, and it's starting on the evening of April 20th. The seminar promises to be a major event that impacts future leaders. We caught up with Brandon, the founder of Young Entrepreneurs Convention, and asked him what the buzz was all about, from who will be keynoting, to bootstrapping outside of college, to what it takes and how long it takes to keep moving forward with your entrepreneurial dream. Head to yeconvention.com. What, over $50,000 to be given away? Going to this could allow you to meet the person who could make a difference in your career. What's up, Brandon?
Yeah, so this week is an event called Young Entrepreneur Convention, and the whole purpose behind it is bringing in individuals that have visions and dreams and aspiring entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs that are looking to take their business to the next level, and bring in the resources for them, whether that's being speakers, investors, angel investors, and just people being able to have a platform to collaborate on to take their business to the next level.
When we talk about bringing young people together in this kind of a setting, what is it? What's the mojo that these folks want to know about? Because we always hear about millennials, you know, they don't know what they want, they don't know where they're going. So what is it that's the cohesive nature that brings them back?
You know, it's the fact that they can learn from people that have done it. And they've learned from their failures. I mean, I'll give you a great example. This year, we're bringing in multiple very influential people, one being Jason Calacanis. He's known, he turned a $100,000 investment and turned into $100 million. He's one of the early investors of Uber. I think it made him $50 million alone. And when you can learn from somebody like that, that has literally heard thousands of pitches, and he can share what you should do, what you shouldn't do with starting entrepreneurs, getting started, that advice is valuable. So that's why we always like to bring in speakers. We like to bring in connections where they can learn from them. They can take the advice. After YEC is done, they can run with it and do it in their own way.
When we talk about young individuals who are looking to make a dent in business, one of the things we have to consider is the excessive student debt that so many people carry. How do we deal with that, Brandon?
So, we could go down a rabbit hole here, but so college, I mean, I feel like college is for some people and it's not for others. It's not. A lot of people, they feel like, I just need to go to college and get a degree and move forward with that. Now, if you're going to become a doctor or a lawyer, yes, that is something you need to do. I will say some of my best connections coming from Iowa State University was a keynote speech by Cactus Jack Beringer. I heard him speak, which led me to a book, Think and Grow Rich, which led me to many endeavors and relationships. But I will say for you out there, anybody listening, if you want to start your own business, what's the best way to learn business? Find somebody who's done it, learn, and offer to add value to them. Heck, work for free. You'll get the best knowledge you can ever get, and go out and learn from your mistakes. The best lessons I have had has been from losing tens of thousands of dollars and learning from people that have been way farther ahead of me. And when you do that, you'll save money versus having a $50,000, $100,000 student loan debt. Now, again, college isn't for everyone. If you want to start your own business, you want to go in the entrepreneurship route, college may not be the route for you, in my, just my opinion. That's what podcast shows are for. I mean, that's what it really.
That's pretty true. All right. So what are the hot topics that people are really gravitating to right now among young entrepreneurs?
Yeah. So, you know, entrepreneurship is this sexy thing that everybody wants to become an entrepreneur. You look at people in my arena, you look at Gary Vaynerchuk or other people that are creating video content. He's crushing it, but most people don't see it. And for myself, I relate a lot because I'm a TV producer. I create video content all the time. And most people don't realize Gary Vaynerchuk started Wine Library.
Right.
Episode 500, nobody knew him. Episode 1,000, all of a sudden people started knowing him. And then he started VaynerMedia. So he grinded, and he's, I don't know, 40-some years old, whatever he is. people aren't patient. It doesn't happen overnight. Some of your greatest success are going to take 5-10 years. But if you realize what you can do in 5 years versus what you can do in 6 months, if you're in for the long haul, you're going to get there. So a lot of, I say, entrepreneurs, millennials out there, they don't realize how long it takes and how hard it is. If you stick with it and just keep going, you're eventually going to find that success. But you have to keep going and you have to be in for the long game.
We're rolling this on a Friday, so this is already taking place. Friday through when?
Yeah, so Friday night, April 20th, and Saturday, April 21st. If anybody's interested, they go to yeconvention.com. So this is year three of Young Entrepreneur Convention. Just some of the things we do, we bring in great speakers. We have, I believe, the largest elevator pitch competition in the U.S. We give away, between cash and prizes, over $50,000. And here's the best part about it. The finalists of all the people get to pitch in front of everyone, and then also in front of Jason Calacanis and a few other people. But the fact that you can get in front of a guy that's one of the top angel investors in the country, heck, I want to pitch, but I can't. I gotta be on the sidelines there. But who wouldn't want to come to that? But what I found out for these events, for anybody listening, when you come to an event, it just takes one connection to literally change your life. One relationship, partnership. You have to go into an event saying, I'm going to get something out of this. And when you do that, you will. So go in, meet people, connect, let them know what you do, and your opportunities will come.
Brandon T. Adams, ladies and gentlemen, the event is this weekend. We will have links to all of that information up on the podcast. Brandon, thanks for doing this for us, man.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.